Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to Game Time Radio here on this fine Wednesday afternoon. We got some fun stuff to talk about. Women's National Championship game just happened. I'm your host, Spencer. I'm here with
Kevin.
And we're going to start off with a music break. So we will be right back.
We don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the same drugs no more. Cause she don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the same drugs no more. When did you change? When do you age? I thought you never grow up. I thought you never. Window closed. Windy got old. I was too late. A shadow of what I once was. Cause we don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the same drugs no more. She don't laugh the same way no more. We don't do the same drugs no more. Where did you go? Why would you stay? You must have lost your marbles. You always were so forgetful. In a hurry. Don't wait up. I was too late. A shadow of what I once was. Cause we don't do what we say we're gonna. You were always perfect, and I was only practice. Don't you miss the days, stranger? Don't you miss the days? Don't you miss the danger? We don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the same drugs. Forget the happy thoughts. All you need is happy thoughts. The past tense, past bedtime. Way back then when everything we read was real and everything we said rhymed. Wide-eyed kids being kids. Why did you stop? What did you do to your hair? Where did you go to end up? Right back here. When did you start to forget how to fly? Don't you call up, don't you bleed. Stay in the line. Down the line.
We don't do the same drugs.
Don't you call up, don't you bleed. Stay in the line.
girl of my dreams, but you make it for real. Oh, you make it feel real. Spirit stay in my jeans, fire brought to the scene. Girl, you rock my jeans.
Thank you. I've been sitting down on my leather stuff, ain't looking up. I need something that's taking me higher. And maybe you might have touched me, rushing the light, be kicking my butt, but that ain't out of the fire. And maybe it's when I'm spilling my guts. No, you don't trust me, you love me instead, you call me a liar. Or maybe you really hate me, you can't get me for something to save me, cause little baby, I'm tired.
Yeah, how you gonna dump me and then leave with my hoodie? And you ain't coming back, give me back my hoodie. And now you trying to make a scene at the movies. You really wanna act, we at the movies. I want my money back, I'm leaving for goodie. And I get ag, you don't even wanna be here. And you get mad cause you don't even wanna leave her. And now it's bad cause we ain't even seen the previews. And now she mad, take me to social media. And I just need you to tell me how you feeling. And I just need you to come at me with real. Bothering people cause we fighting in the dark. Yeah, we ain't got a label, we gon' sit tears in the bucket. The buckets, fighting and tussling, fighting and loving the lesson, you lucky I f*** with you because you real and you beautiful, but still staring at this screen, only thinking how I feel, for real. I wanna share my popcorn with you cause I won't eat the whole thing, but you still got an issue and I've been trying to sip your drink, meet the kid in the middle. But nah, move you, she just goes to the car, pull off, she drove, didn't open the door, so cold, lost out, and you boy need a ride, oh God, it's really a problem.
I've been standing on my left, stuff ain't looking up, I knew something is taking me higher. And maybe you might have touched me, rushing the light, be kicking my butt, but that ain't out of the fire. And maybe it's when I'm spilling my guts, you know you don't trust me, you love me, instead you call me a liar. Or maybe you really hate me, you can't get me for something to save me, cause little baby, I'm tired.
I'm tired, baby.
Hey, how you gonna leave with your number on my phone bill? Look inside your wallet, you got one bill. Never got a job, but you want chill. Girl, that shit is unreal. I'm feeling a little sluggish. You think I'm entertaining all the rubbish? It's a no for me, dawg. I guess I gotta let you free fall. Flipping through my shit like we in a gym, dawg. I'm talking my shit cause I'm off the hen, dawg. Fire, there ain't nothing left to admire. I've been listening to my life, whoa. Don't you let the love turn to pyro. How you let it drag on spiral? Going in Matt Ryan spirals. I'm seeing Z after Z after Z. He, wait, who after me? Wait, don't actually explain it. And I don't wanna know. I'm tired every time I come home. She all alone, it ain't my fault. I'm living life, she in the dark. Ain't got no bite, a lot of bark. I cleared her room so we could talk.
I've been sitting down on my leather stuff, ain't looking up. I knew something was taking me higher. And maybe you might have touched me, rushed me, like me kicking my butt, but that ain't out of the fire. And maybe it's when I'm spilling my guts. You know you don't trust me, you love me, instead you call me a liar. Or maybe you really hate me, you can't get me for something to save me, cause little baby, I'm tired.
Tired, and it's two of us, I'm a liar. What's the truth in that? I can't figure out, you're running mad. You've been so down on your luck and stuff, ain't looking up. You need something that's taking you higher. Maybe you're out of touch in a rush. Life been kicking your butt, but that ignited your fire. And maybe it's when you're slurring your guts. You don't trust me, love me, steady, call me a liar. Or maybe you really hate me, you can't be. You need for something to say, cause little baby, you're tired, tired.
All right, guys, we are back, and we are talking about the women's national championship game for college basketball. Frankly, because the men's game was really boring, an absolute snooze fest. But in the women's game, South Carolina took down Iowa to win their second national championship in the past 3 years.
Wow.
It is South Carolina's head coach, Don Staley. It's her first ever perfect season, so they went 38-0, which is insane. It is also Caitlin Clark's last collegiate game before joining
the NBA,
the WNBA. Although there's a lot of NBA teams that could definitely use her. The Detroit Pistons, Washington Wizards, you know. But she dropped 30-8 points and rebounds. Like, she is one of the most exciting basketball players between men and women that I've watched. I've watched a lot of basketball too. Like, it's just insane what she's able to do on the court.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, she could definitely, I think she could compete, you know?
Oh, she could, she can compete in the NBA. I don't know why people don't think she would be able to at least like she could drop 10 points in the NBA.
Yeah, bro, just have her as a spot up.
That's what I'm saying.
That's it.
Like, look at JJ Redick. That I think that is a perfect player comp for Caitlin Clark. You don't.
And JJ Redick would probably not agree with you.
I know. Yeah, I mean more like physicality wise. Like JJ Redick wasn't driving in the lane. People are like, oh, she's like the physicality. She's not going to be able to do anything. Isaiah Thomas was 5'9".
Yeah. Just put her on a high scoring team, you know. Put her on a high scoring team. Let her sit corner all game.
Golden State.
Yeah, just let her sit corner all day, you know. You know, sometimes it'll take the attention off Curry.
Yeah.
It'll work.
I think she is a more popular player than a lot of the number one picks recently in the past NBA drafts.
Oh yeah.
Like the draw that she has is crazy. So she is projected to go number one overall to the Indiana Fever in the WNBA. The Indiana Fever's opening night game is in Las Vegas against the Las Vegas Aces, who usually play in a 12,000-seat stadium.
Wow.
They have just now moved that first game against the Indiana Fever into a 20,000-seat stadium to accommodate for the Caitlin Clark effect.
As they should.
Yeah. I
mean, who doesn't want to see her perform, you know?
That's what I'm saying. And I think a lot of people have been like, oh, the WNBA doesn't make enough money. They've been waiting for that LeBron-like superstar to come into the league, like, in terms of, like, hype and, like,
right,
exciting to watch. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen, as opposed to the men's side. For the men's basketball, people are saying this is the worst draft class ever. Like, this is one of the worst draft classes ever, which is...
Yeah, I got Bronny going number one.
Well, I'm praying Bronny, you know, commits, you know, and to playing one more year of college basketball. He's in the transfer portal. USF could use him, you know. Bronny, if for some reason you're listening to Hawk Radio right now.
Coming to USF. Oh, my God. This game's going to be packed. You see LeBron showing up every game. Oh.
Well, and it's crazy because, so, John Calipari, the now former head coach of Kentucky, he's been there forever. He just recently, like the other day, signed a contract to be the new head coach at Arkansas. A Tampa native, his name is Carter Knox. He plays basketball here at a high school here in Tampa. Mm-hmm.
Carter Knox?
Yeah.
Is he related to?
No, Kevin Knox? No. Okay. No. I don't believe so. Kevin Knox's brother is already in the NBA, but this is a 5-star recruit committed to Kentucky. In his top four when he originally committed was USF, his hometown team.
Mm.
Now hear me out. A Tampa-based reporter reached out to Carter Knox's father and asked him if his recruitment is now reopening. And it was confirmed that his recruitment is reopening. So here's the master plan. You get Carter Knox to flip. Oh, you got a 5-star coming there. You know, you go get Bronny. You know, one more addition from the transfer portal. I don't know who you're getting, but national championship for USF, baby. That, you know,
that'd be
a little one season turnaround.
Very exciting.
Bring one back to Tampa. You know, maybe we sign Tom Brady. You know, I'm sure he's got some college eligibility left.
Oh, man. Throwing full court passes.
He can pass it into the hoop. He doesn't even need to shoot.
Yeah.
Put him at half court, have him throw it like a football.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think it would be pretty exciting for a player like Bronny to come, especially for him because, you know, we haven't seen much from him.
Oh yeah,
since he's been in college,
and he would be like the number one guy.
Yeah, he'd be the go-to guy. And That's what you would want for your development.
Yeah. And because he wasn't even close to being the go-to guy at USC, because they had signed recruits that were ranked higher than him in that class. Isaiah Collier, one of them, who was like their top scorer. And then, of course, it didn't help that he had the heart attack. And so it took him a little bit longer to get back into game shape. And then, you know, he wasn't able to do like spring training, spring practice, and all the preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he should stay in college one more year. You know, transfer to a school like USF where, you know, they can still compete at like a high level. I mean, look in our conference. FAU is there. They were just in the Final Four 2 years ago. Or, yeah, 1 year ago. This year they were, they made it to the second round, but they were still in there. Also, USF beat them three times this season and somehow didn't make it in the tournament, even though we had a better record than them. But that's neither here nor there. I think he could put up like 15 a game. He's already an elite defender. NBA execs have come out and been like, oh, yeah, this is an NBA caliber defender that like already.
I mean, yeah, that's good to have the, I mean, with that ability already, just having that good defense. Do you think he has a chance of being drafted at all?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean...
His name.
His name...
That's first.
LeBron had originally said that whatever team drafts Bronny, you know, also gets him, unless it's Orlando. LeBron has already said he will never play in Orlando again because of the bubble during COVID.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Which is, you know, sad to hear as a Magic fan. That someone hates that city more than me, because I hate Orlando. Grew up there, worst city to live in. Really did not like it. So I get it, but you know, come play for the team at least. Like the team's fun. You don't have to live in Orlando. You know,
I really see them. You know, not saying it's gonna happen or anything. But I can really see them playing in South Beach. I can really see my LeBron back in Miami.
Yeah, Miami. I can see Miami because they'll probably have like a later first round pick. And then depending on how high execs really are on his defense, and how well they think they can, you know, develop him on offense, he could be an early second round pick. But I think if he stays in the draft, based on name alone and what has been said around the league, that, you know, he's an NBA caliber defender. And then also just think about the genetics of like LeBron James Jr. Like he's crazy athletic. So like really you're just molding him into what you want to be. Like, I feel like that's like an NBA GM's dream.
Yeah. Pretty much any team would pick him up, really.
So I think he'll be a late first round pick. But he stays in college one more year. He's going to be making a ton of NIL money, and then he can get drafted higher. Unless he has, you know, some crazy injury, which, you know, God forbid that happens, because that would be horrible. But yeah, I just don't see a reason to risk your money right now. Like, stay in college. Play, you know, get better, make sure you're healthy, go back one more year and be a lottery pick. And
it's a better opportunity. I think he should take the opportunity to, you know, find a team that's gonna make sure he's the go-to guy.
You know,
have some good players around him and maybe make a run in March Madness.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's,
because that's, I feel like that's something a basketball player, especially if his name, you know, in college,
you want. Yeah, you want to see them compete at like a high level in March Madness. So yeah, I don't know where, I feel like, you know, because it's, you know, Bronny, you know, big name, he's going to try and transfer to another big name school. But I just don't think it's going to work out as well for him as
he goes to a big, big school.
Yeah. Because there's players better than him offensively and in college, you know. You like the defensive guys, but they're not going to be your go-to guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think, I don't know how we got on this topic, but, yeah, LeBron James Jr., come to USF. You'll be the guy. We don't have anyone else.
Put us
else.
In the tournament, man.
That's what I'm...
Make a run in the tournament.
Stop the disrespect. Come on, committee. Come on, selection committee. You know we deserved it this year. We're going to deserve it again next year. You know, don't, you know, FAU made it. Here's my issue. All right. Time to go on a rant. FAU made it because they made it to the Final Four the year prior, and that is the worst indicator of a team, like, making it to a tournament. They weren't even the best team in their own conference, and they were one of two teams from the conference to make it. What's the deal with that? USF was a better team all year. We finished top of the conference. We had a two-month winning streak. We didn't lose a game for 2 months. And we're left out of the tournament? For what?
That, you know, that's just business. That's what that is.
Yeah. Now, I will say this did save us from embarrassment because the student section at USF is a little bit embarrassing. They're starting to get more people out there, but, you know, it's not like other teams' student sections. Like, we a little cringy with it, but, you know, as long as we get people out there, I guess, it's whatever. Yeah, that I think that pretty much wraps it up for today with the, you know, topics that we had to discuss. Did you have anything with the MLB?
Not much, no.
Yeah. So we will see you guys next week to talk about more sports, some of the latest sports news. We're gearing up for the NBA playoffs, so it's going to be a hot topic to see where seeding finishes because we're in the final stretch. It's like the last like five games of the season, and both playoff races are tight in the East and West with teams, you know, from like the second seed. For the East, it's the second seed through the 10th seed. Like, you could finish anywhere. Like, you could be in the play-in, you could be the second seed. So it'll be interesting to see where that finishes.
Exciting.
Yeah. Other than that, we will see you guys next week.